this is going to go through and paint the three, actually paint the three objects. Here's where you can do the get graphics in init if you want, and just do it once. But Michael chose, in this case, every time you call the paint function, he does the get graphics of the off-screen buffer, and then down here he does this dispose, which gets rid of it. One of the things that happens when you do get graphics is a lot of memory is allocated to hold all the pixels of the off-screen buffer. And so he wanted to have that memory allocated here and to get rid of it down here. And that's a choice he made. If you don't feel like you're using too much memory in your program, then you probably don't care, and you would just do get graphics in the init method and not worry about this. Just do it once and not worry about dispose. Anyway, so we draw the background on the, so our off-screen graphics object is called OG, so everything we draw on OG, and that's all the background stuff. Here's the loop that draws the object. We use the paint method that belongs to each object, and we paint it to OG. And the very last thing we do is transfer the image to draw image. Notice that dispose disposes of all the graphics context part, but not of the actual off-screen image, which is still there, and you can still draw it onto the screen in the current graphics context G. This gets into a lot of details about the paint programming.